heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate faith into all the different areas of our lives. And on this program, we like to start with a scripture reading. Today, we're going to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11. It's one of my favorites. Words of Jesus goes like this. Jesus replied, "Have faith in God. I assure you and most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to take place, it will be done for him in accordance with God's will. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever things you ask for in prayer, in accordance with God's will, believe with confident trust that you have received them, and they will be given to you." That's Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 24. Faith versus, I hope that touches your heart today. Well, on this program, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer, and challenge you a little bit if you are still looking for faith or checking out faith. Well, we now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Please let us know if you have any prayer requests, as we would love to pray for you. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. It's Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back with today's special guest. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Hope your day's off to a great one. With us on the program today, we have my friend Dave Wannaberg is with us. And Dave, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for inviting me on, Jeff.
Well, I had the opportunity to hear your faith journey recently, and it was very powerful for me and many others in the room. And I appreciate your willingness to come on the air today and share with our listeners a little bit. So we like to start with, tell us a little bit about your faith journey, and I might ask some questions as we go along.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, I grew up in a Christian home, but I always say that wasn't the reason that I'm a Christian. It was the introduction. I've been fortunate that in the early days, and I've got a fantastic memory going back to when I was, in fact, under a year, and there was a man, he was my dad's best man, a man by the name of Peter Bosman, who was a military pastor in those days and a fantastic Christian man, and he reflected such a relationship with God. Mm. And I saw that and I wanted that. And so from early days, you know, when the adults were around, I always wanted to be in his presence, or in a lot of the men's presence that used to come around and listen to them and listen to their Christian wisdom. And sometimes your parents would actually shoo you away to go and play. Mm. But I was actually playing close because I wanted to hear these men. And so I had a childlike understanding from a very young age. But when did I really start following Christ? And I would say around the age of about 4. I used to love after Sunday school going to visit the Sunday school superintendent in his office and listening to his words. And they never talked down to us as children, but they talked to us in a godly way. Mm-hmm. And so from a 4-year-old, and I know that probably sounds young for a lot of people, but I, you know, it was a blessing for me that from that age, and I knew which house I was in at that stage, is when I started walking with Christ. So I've always had Christ in my life, and I've always had this close relationship with him, and it's been a fantastic journey for me through all these years that I've had him right by my side in many struggles through life. So in some ways I feel I've cheated the system because I've never known a time without Christ.
Wow.
Even when I was going through partying too much, drinking too much, you know, I still had Christ by my side. Mm-hmm. He still loved me, protected me, took care of me.
Mm-hmm. How about on into your adult years? Was there anything that kind of triggered your faith, or kind of a coming back to faith, or a deeper understanding mm-hmm. of faith? Not necessarily the most recent events mm-hmm. in your life, but, you know, in the 20s and 30s, anything in there that kind of brought you closer to the Lord?
I think, you know, funny enough, trials. When you face trials,
yes.
and sometimes God brings those trials along to bring us closer to Him so that we can rely on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to rely on Him. He wants that relationship. So, yes, through life, through business struggles at times, you know, when you learn to turn to Christ, mm-hmm. everything just seems so much easier.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that for a second, because a lot of our listeners are going through stuff. It's the holiday season right now. Mm-hmm. We have listeners that we hear from who are struggling with illnesses. We have listeners who have family members with addictions that they're dealing with, the pain and loss of a loved one, and the list goes on. And the world offers a lot of temptations in terms of how to medicate your pain. But when you turn to Jesus in your pain, and we're going to get to that in the second half of the show, some of the things that you've gone through. But I always reflect to what King David said in the Psalms, and he'd been through some pain, and he talks about how in your presence, Psalm 16, in your presence is fullness of joy. And once you experience that joy and understand that that's really where it's at, then none of these other things will do. So I just encourage any of our listeners who are, maybe they haven't experienced the relationship yet with Jesus and haven't really turned to the Lord in their life. And maybe today is the day for them to say, hey, you know what? I've tried these other things. Let's try Jesus, because He is the answer.
He definitely is the answer.
Mm.
You know, we look at, as you said, there's so many worldly ways of taking pain away. We can take drugs to take the pain away.
Yes.
It deadens the pain,
mm-hmm.
but it actually separates us from Christ a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that pain that we're feeling, which is a real pain, draws us closer to Christ. And the real remedy is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And when we actually go down on our knees and we accept that and hand our problems, whatever it is, whether it's a deceased family member, whether it is drug addiction, whatever it is in life,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can look to worldly ways of counsel, but when we look to God and we go down on our knees and actually hand it over to Christ and ask Him to lift us and help us,
yes.
He never leaves us. He will walk with us. He will give us that strength and the direction and the confidence.
You know, and that was one of the things for me. And I went to church with my parents all through my younger days, and my parents both. My mother is a listener to the program, very strong in her faith. But I had times in my life, gaps in my life, where I didn't get the relationship part with Jesus down. It's like, I could go to church and I could understand what was going on, and it all made sense to me, but I never really felt like, because what you just said, Dave, is the relationship piece, that He will never leave you, that God is with you, and once you understand that, and you use the phrase that He'll walk with you, and I know that's a biblical precept, and so once you kind of understand that and experience that, it becomes a real life changer. And so I've experienced that, but not like a 4-year-old. Like, well, tell our listeners, we're headed to the break here, and I really want our listeners to stay with us, because this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Dave Wannenberg. And Dave, on the second half of the program, we're going to talk about your real life experience with God during some very real pain and suffering. But before we do that, tell our listeners where this accent comes from, and how did you end up here in Charlottesville, Virginia?
The accent comes from South Africa, and we were fortunate to obtain a green card through the diversity program, which Americans don't generally know, but there's a lottery, and we were one of the fortunate ones to obtain that. And we knew someone in Charlottesville who was in Cape Town at the time, and he introduced us here to Charlottesville, mm-hmm. and we moved here 5.5 years ago.
Mm.
And through that whole process, God directed us here. God mm-hmm. took care of every step. Everything that went wrong was actually going right, because otherwise it wouldn't have worked. So we came from South Africa.
So that was sort of a, I mean, that was a faith journey in and of itself.
It was a faith journey in and of itself.
To pick up and come here. And before we head to the break, if you could also talk a little bit about your love for the motorcycles and that part of your life, because I think that's really interesting too.
Motorcycles. I rode motorcycles as a youngster, and then I stopped just before we got married. And when my son was 4, I bought him a quad bike. Mm. And from there, we progressed. My wife asked for a motorcycle. My daughter progressed onto a motorcycle, and I progressed onto a motorcycle. And actually, motorcycling became one of our biggest angles of ministry. Mm-hmm. We had a farm in South Africa about 2 hours out of Cape Town, which we used to go to. The farmer there was a Christian, and we used to go up there and we used to take friends with. Often they ended up buying motorcycles, but we took so many people. We sometimes filled out all the accommodation there, and we were able to witness through our life mm-hmm. with that. And one of the most beautiful things with that farm, which its name was Rietvlei, was on Saturday mornings I used to get up with a farmer whose name was Koos, Johan, my best friend there, and my son, and I was very blessed that my son would come up with us, and we would ride our motorcycles up into the mountains and push them out early in the morning so that we didn't wake up people at 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm. And we'd go up and we'd make a fire and we'd make coffee and hot chocolate, and we'd be able to share together. And you know, it was one of the most wonderful things for a young boy, my son, to share with grown men and be able to pray together and share our faith together and strengthen each other in that time. And I just call for people to do that with their sons. Don't undermine the intelligence of a child and understanding of God of a young child, because they're listening.
Oh, they're listening and they are watching. And oftentimes they're mimicking. We're heading to the break. Mm. This is Everyday Faith Radio. But before we go, one of the things you said at the beginning of your faith journey that we have seen is a common thread on this program is oftentimes when somebody ends up turning to faith, it's because they've seen or met somebody instrumental in their life, somebody who I believe is really filled with the Holy Spirit and reflecting Jesus. Could you just, as we head out, would you mind just commenting just a little bit more about the man early on in your life and the significance? Mm.
Well, that would probably be Peter Bosman, as mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier,
yes.
And he was as I say, a minister in the military.
Mm-hmm.
He was a padre, as they would call him, and he was just such a fine man. He just had such a lovely family. His daughter was born a couple of weeks earlier or later than me, somewhere along the line. His wife was lovely, and they just took great care of me. Mm-hmm. And I saw him many times through the years. He, in fact, and I was very privileged that he performed our marriage ceremony and walked us through the steps towards marriage.
What was it about him, though, that sort of attracted you? Can you put words to what it was?
His true relationship with Jesus Christ.
Mm.
He spoke facts and he spoke truth and he spoke in kindness.
Mm.
And you just saw a man here that had such a love for Christ.
Mm, I love it. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with more with Dave Wannenberg. You don't want to miss the second half of this program. Please stay with us.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in today on the program. With us, we have my friend Dave Wannenberg. And Dave, thank you. On the first half of the program, you shared your faith journey. I now want to fast forward into your life. And I know this is has been a difficult period for you and a difficult season, and I appreciate your willingness to share, because our listeners will be blessed by what you have to say. I know that. I'm confident of that, and I appreciate your willingness to just really be vulnerable with us and share what happened. But let's pick up the story wherever you want to pick it up. But heartache, heartbreak came to your home, and Can you just kind of walk us through what happened and then kind of the intersection where Jesus came in to keep you pieced together?
Yes. As we spoke earlier, I came here 5.5 years ago, and I got to meet Pete, who's the pastor of our church, and a men's group, which has been a great support to me. And 2.5 years, I woke up in the morning on my way to go to that men's group. And as I woke up, I was met with a shock that Jesus had been in the night to take my wife. There was nothing wrong with her. There was no expectation of this. And it was a great shock at that immediate time in my life. And I was thankful for Jesus at that immediate moment, because Jesus grabbed me. Jesus held me at that point in time. And as I cried out to him and asked him, "No, this can't be. Jesus, take this away. It can't be. I can't do this." And as I cried out to Jesus, Jesus said to me, he said, "Dave, you have to do this." But Jesus said to me, "You're not going to be alone." He said, "I'm going to walk this with you. I'm going to be there every moment. I will hold you. I will never leave you." And Jesus hasn't. You know, from that morning of that shock and the horror and the hardness and coming to terms with what has happened, because we had a wonderful, beautiful marriage, a godly marriage. My wife was a godly woman. She raised godly children, and we ran our house on godly principles. So at that point, I was very thankful for my relationship that had started so early, that God had taken me through many troubles in my life and been by my side. So I knew he would be there. And when this happened, he held me, and he held me close, and he provided, and he blessed us in this horrible, terrible situation we found ourselves. But he blessed us as a family.
Your wife, for our listeners, just to describe her, I had only met her a few times, but she actually reminds me a lot of my wife in that she's very active, very social. Never met somebody who wasn't her friend, right?
And never very quiet.
Like to talk a lot. I married one of those too.
She had an absolute, to find a photograph of her where she's not smiling or laughing, she was always smiling or laughing, always happy, always shining God's glory. She really was. She was the most wonderful woman I could ever imagine. She was a true blessing from God. I always used to say to her that God loved me more than anybody else because he blessed me with her. And that is still true today.
And how many years were you all married?
I met her, she was 14, I was 17, and we were both had our birthdays on the same day, so we were 3 years apart. And after 3 years, she actually just got tired of this because I was quite a shy guy, and she grabbed me and kissed me. And after that, we had a wonderful 5 years of courtship, in which time she'd become a Christian. Oh. She wasn't a Christian before then. What a lively, vibrant Christian she was. And so we got married 5 years after we'd been courting for 5 years. I got engaged on the 24th of December 1991, and 3 months later, I never believed in long engagement. 3 months later, we were engaged, and we were married for 23 wonderful, beautiful years.
23
God
years.
God blessed us with.
And talk to me about we have this C.S. Lewis quote that we talk about on this show a lot, where C.S. Lewis, the famous Christian theologian, says that God whispers to us in our pleasure, but he yells to us in our pain. Did you, during the pain of losing your wife, did you hear a lot from God?
Constantly. You know, I always talk to God all the time anyways. When I'm driving, we're in constant conversation. But during that time, more so. You know, there's times which people sometimes disagree with. But I can tell you, I've shouted at God. I've been angry, not at God so much, but at what has happened. And I think that is, God is happy with that, because he gave me a gift and he saw how much I loved his blessing. He blessed me with that woman. If I didn't have that power, pain and that upset and that anger, I think that would upset God, because God can see how much I loved my wife, and my children could see how much I loved and adored the gift from God that he had given me. So it was only natural that I would be very upset. And yes, when I screamed to God and I cried out to God as to how could this happen, how could he allow this to happen, Jesus would hold me tighter. I would feel Jesus just holding me tighter. God didn't get cross with me. God loved me more. And God weeps with the widow. The Bible tells us so. And God wept with me. Jesus would weep with me constantly.
So that relationship part that you developed, that relationship with Jesus, that sure foundation, when tragedy came to your home, you were ready.
I was ready. I had that relationship has never been strained. You know, some people have asked me, how can you trust God like this? How can you trust a God that does? I never doubted God's blessed. Look at how much he's blessed me. Look at my children. Look at, you know, the wife he blessed me with. I couldn't wish for more. He blessed me with the most perfect for me. So yes, I'm upset and I'm sad, but I'm also full of gratitude to God for what he has given me.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Dave Wannenberg, and just a couple of years ago, his wife tragically passed away, and Dave's been so nice to come on and share his faith journey with us and about how God has touched him during the very painful times in his life. Dave, I'm wondering, for any of our listeners who are going through some kind of pain, it tends to surface and bubble up oftentimes during the holiday season. So emotions are kind of raw. But if anybody's driving down the road today and listening and they're suffering, maybe it's not what you've suffered or gone through, but what would you say to somebody who is going through a very difficult season in their life and they haven't placed their faith and trust in Jesus? What would you say to those listeners?
I would say to them, Christmas, all holidays are difficult in this situation. It brings back its hardships, its memories, and it's not easy. But open your heart to Christ. Open your heart to let Christ in to fulfill that emptiness. I sat on a dock the other day, and I was in prayer, and Christ very specifically said to me, be content with me. Be content with Jesus, and Jesus will fill up that emptiness and that void and that pain. But I would say to someone, turn to Christ. Don't look for happiness in the world here. Enjoy the happiness in the world. Enjoy. Look at your blessings. God also said that to me on the dock. He said, look at how I've blessed you. Look at your blessings. So in these hard times of memories and being alone at Christmas time, is remember the blessings that he's given you and turn to Christ. I always say there's an urgency in life. You know, we always think that, we look at people, say the world's going to end in 20 years or 10 years and Jesus will come here and now. But we don't know when Jesus will come. The Bible says that he will come like a thief in the night. So at this time, I would urge people to find Jesus, to accept Jesus as a matter of urgency. You want peace in your life. You want peace in your life. Turn to Jesus. I'll mention a man that I was counseling who was dying, and in his last hours he gave his life to the Lord. And for the first, what he said to me was, he said, for the first time in my life, he was 80 odd years old, he said, for the first time in my life, Dave, I'm at peace. And he said, I'm ready to go. And that was the beauty of it. And the doctors had said he had a couple of weeks. And he said to me, I won't be here on Monday. I said, I'm coming to visit you on Monday. And he said, I'm at peace, Dave. I'm ready to go. That was the beauty of it. And he wasn't there on Monday. But I know that he was in heaven with God because he had accepted Jesus Christ and the peace that only Jesus Christ can bring. So I would ask you, at this time, at these hard holiday times, turn to Christ. Christ will fulfill your loneliness. He will take care of you. But turn to him and hand your life over to him and let him walk with you. Let him carry you. Jesus carries me every day. There's times that I just can't get up in the mornings. And Jesus will put me on his shoulders and carry me for that day. We get through each day.
One of what you just said reminded me of the Apostle Paul when he said the Apostle Paul was suffering with an affliction. We don't know exactly what it was. It was called a thorn in the flesh. And Jesus said to the Apostle Paul was saying, take it away, take away the pain. And the response from the Lord is, my grace is sufficient for thee. And that just, when you talked about how the Lord told you to be, just be content with him, that yes, there's pain, and yes, you really loved and honored your wife, and that's real and that's true, but the Lord is saying, come to me. It, you know, and as Jesus said, come to me and I will give you rest. It's I'm getting these different visions when I hear your story.
Well, he does bring rest. That be content in him is peace and rest. You know, the one thing he said at the same time to me, which fits in with that, he said, stop with the self-pity. He told me to grieve. Grieve is fine. But sometimes the self-pity is what fools us because we look at so many situations, and now Christmas time as well, we look at it, we have a lot of self-pity because we are missing the most special person in our life and we are wishing for them here. So that self-pity is very real. But God said, pull away from that because that is the obstacle to happiness. God says he will bless me again. He has told me he will bless me abundantly and I walk in faith towards that. I can't imagine any blessing. But I will walk in faith towards that. And he will. He wants to bless us. He wants to take care of us. But you know, I need to stop looking at pitying me, but looking at keeping my eyes on Christ and let Christ bless me through different ways.
Wow. You have really blessed me, Dave Wannenberg, and I know that our listeners as well, as we're heading towards the end of the show, I'm also reminded of the verse that Jesus said in John's Gospel, John chapter 10, verse 10, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus says, but I have come to give you life, and abundant life, and overflowing life. And I sometimes feel like the self-pity part might be the enemy coming and trying to keep you from that overflowing life.
Very much so. Because when you're engulfed in self-pity, you're looking inward. You're not looking out at God. And he's got so much there for us. Yes, it's not nice what has happened, and I would do anything to change that. But God has other plans for me, and I can't open up to those plans if I'm just looking inward at my self-pity at this point.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to have you back on the show. I know our listeners love your South African accent, so thank you so much. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Dave Wannenberg, I want to say to you and to your family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. Thanks again for joining us on Everyday Faith Radio.
Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need